Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. And one of the main reasons why it is an ultimate resource for us is because it is the means by which God speaks to us today. That is an amazing statement. I mean, to think that the God who created the universe wants to talk to you personally, directly, that is just something that I will never really fully get a hold of how amazing that is. I hope that's true for you as well. I'm Pastor David. The subject we're talking about this week on the program, I'm glad you can listen in, but I am asking the question, does God speak to you? And so what I've covered so far is that the answer to that question is yes. God speaks to us through His Word. That's what we mean when we say the Bible is the Word of God. God speaks to us personally. Jesus told the Pharisees, Matthew 22, verse 31, that when you read the scriptures about what God said to others, like Moses is the quote that he gives there, when God spoke to Moses from the burning bush, when you read those words, it's not just God's a record of what God said to Moses, but God speaks to you as you read those words. It is the means by which God talks to us. So now what I'm covering, though, is the kind of the opposite end. For those who think, yes, I know God speaks to people, but does He speak to me? And you struggle with that question because you wonder, should I not be hearing personal communications from God on a regular basis? And I don't really experience that, or I don't know if I experience that as much as I should, or as much as someone who is really into the Bible and church and all of that. Well, listen, let me do some question and answer time, because now I'm going to get more into the point of what I've been building up for the last couple days. Does God want to speak to you? Yes. God uses His Word to speak to you. Okay, well, He uses the Bible, but does God personally speak to me is the question I think you want an answer to. And the answer to that is yes. As I am reading the Bible, God opens my mind to sin in my life, to things I need to do differently, to principles that I can put into my life, and I may not have seen it before, and things that give me instruction in how to live and how to act and how to treat my family and how to, you know, how can I live a life pleasing to God should be the burning question as you're reading the scriptures. Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, right? That's what we're to seek first. And God tells us right in 2 Timothy 3:16, He's given us everything we need to do that in His Word in the Bible. Does God speak to me in prayer? Yes, God speaks to me in prayer. As I'm praying to God, I may have something come to mind about sin in my life, or about something that I need to do that I've been putting off, or something that God is calling me to do in ministry. And when that comes into my mind, if it's in line with Scripture, if it's something that the Bible, you know, it's something that from studying God's Word, from meditating on God's Word, therefore, God uses that Word to bring something up to mind, then yes, that's God speaking. So I do believe God speaks directly to us, personally to us, and He uses His Word. But the issue I think that we need to look at more closely is, what about direction, personal direction on choices in life? Does God speak in my thoughts? Does God tell me, you know, I need to suddenly stop what I'm doing and go get in the car and drive somewhere? You know, does God do something like that? You know, where clearly the Bible wouldn't tell me to do that, but is there something outside of the Bible where God can speak to me, communicate to me, ask me to do things where it's not tied directly to something I could point to in Scripture? Here's where I think you're on dangerous ground. I'm not going to say today that He can't do that, but I am going to say that that is not a normal experience according to the pattern in Scripture. And the reason this is important is because if you think that unless I'm personally hearing God tell me things that He doesn't tell anybody else that is not tied directly to Scripture, then I must have an inferior spiritual life. Then I'm not really experiencing all that God has for me. Then I must be, you know, a low maturity level spiritually. That's damaging to your faith. Because I think God wants you to know that any person can hear the gospel, believe in Jesus Christ, be saved, have the Holy Spirit living in you, and God speaks to you directly through His Word. And to think that is insufficient, that you need more, that you need God to speak to you directly outside of his word, is to demean, in a sense, is to lower how wonderful, how glorious it is that God does speak to us through his word. So what we did yesterday is I introduced to you some Old Testament passages. What is the pattern in the Old Testament? How does God speak to people in the Old Testament? And we're going to compare that with the New Testament. But first, notice that God doesn't speak to every single believer in the Old Testament. I mean, there's Abraham, there's Isaac, there's Jacob, the patriarchs. You've got Moses, of course. You've got special events like when he appears at Mount Sinai. You've got the prophets like Elijah and Elisha. And there are a number of prophets, but really out of the portion of people that lived in Israel, it's relatively few. We sometimes think when we think of Bible stories that, you know, there's this group of 100 people that make up all of the people that worship God in the Old Testament. And they're Abraham, Noah, Moses, you know, the ones that we all know. But actually, we're talking about a long period of time. The Old Testament covers thousands of years of history. The Old Testament covers large areas with multiple huge cities. Most of the people that lived in the Bible, we've never heard anything about. So it's actually quite rare for someone to hear from God. And when they did hear from God, what we looked at yesterday is that there was a visual representation of God present very often. If it wasn't a visible appearance of a person, then it was some other kind of spectacular visual sign or auditory sign. So for instance, Abraham, it says the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision. In other words, when the Bible says the word of the Lord came to someone, they saw something. When Jeremiah, it says the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, later on it says, and the Lord reached out and touched his mouth. So the assumption is when you hear the word of the Lord came that they're seeing something. Now, it wasn't always a person. In Moses' case, at one time, it was the burning bush. In Elijah's case, he saw, you know, the earthquake and the fire, but then it was a still small voice. But in other words, there was no ambiguity. There was no uncertainty. They knew when God was coming. This is God. He is coming to speak to me. They knew it was God. There was no wondering, you know, is this thought in my head, is this from God or not? No, it was clear to them that the Lord had appeared to them, had come to them in some kind of form, and so they knew God was speaking to them. Today we have so many people that wonder, oh, I wonder if God's speaking to me and I'm missing it. I would say no. If God's speaking to you, you know God is speaking to you, and don't think that is a normal part of the Christian experience. That is not a normal part of the Christian experience. That was something that was very rare in the Old Testament. We're going to also see that that is not the expectation in the New Testament. Yes, there were prophets in the New Testament. Yes, the apostles had the gift of prophecy. Yes, Paul saw visions. But again, that doesn't mean that every believer in Christ was expected to have these kinds of experiences. Nor should we think that we are lacking, or that, oh, well, I guess I don't get to, you know, do the really neat stuff like see visions and hear God speak to me. No, having God's word is an amazing thing. It is the greatest thing. Having the Bible, don't devalue that by saying what I want is to have one of those experiences where I actually hear God speak to me. Well, that's what happens when you're reading the Bible. Peter writes about this, and Peter is one of the apostles who had the gift of prophecy. And he says, after talking about being an eyewitness of Jesus, he says, and we have something more sure, the prophetic word, to which you will do well to pay attention to as a lamp shining in a dark place. And he goes on to say what he's talking about is Scripture, knowing this first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture comes from someone's own interpretation. We're going to look at this passage a little more tomorrow, but see what he's saying here. He's saying, you do well to pay attention to the Scriptures. This is what the prophets in the New Testament emphasized, was that the Scriptures were so incredible and so enriching, and study them. We'll talk about this more next time. Until then, remember, you can trust the Bible.